The Maharag listened to halakha stuff because after he explained what halakha snares is, halakha snares is not just a maisa mitzvah. Halakha snares is a miyuchid. Halakha snares is conscious of or in the makam of or. It's Chafei Kislev is when it can't get any darker, so it's the time of Hischachas Ha'or. The Or comes back. It's in the Makam HaMitrash, which is the Makam Ha'or. And when you're lighting it, they said the lighting it is, you're reenacting the Chibur. It's a Maisa Mitzvah, which is a reenactment of the Chibur between the higher parts of the neshama and the guf. So he said, therefore, it's very ra'i, it's very appropriate to be medaktik in the halachas, because if you do something wrong, you're not just doing the mitzvah wrong, or you're doing it a little bit wrong, or you're being yetzer b'di'evet. There's a total shinui in what you're doing. The ma'aseh mitzvah has to be done b'dikduk k'tzerasa, exactly the way it's supposed to be, because the nafka mina and the impact it has on the world. The world, you know, a world that the mitzvah of Hanukkah is done properly is a different world than a world that the mitzvah of Hanukkah is done without the dukin. It's just, he's mispale. It's a pella. It's a pella that people light with candles. According to Maral Shita, it's a Madura. It's a machlekes, the Maral and the Rama, what a Madura is, as we talked about last week. So if you have a bunch of wicks flying around in a kara of oil, and there's a plate over it that has holes in it, that the wicks go through the holes, so that's called a ner. But if you lift up the plate and the wicks are just floating around, that's called a Madura. So, in fact, the Mara, what changed it from a Ner to a Madura, from a Menera to a Madura? He said the absence of the plate. Because when you have a plate there, so what's enough Gemina between if you take the lid off, the plate off? So the Rama would hold that the enough Gemina is because when you have the plate on and there's holes in the plate to separate the wicks, then the wicks will be separate. But if you lift the plate off, then the wicks might join, they might, depending how far they are floating around in the ball, they might join together. And it's an avuka, because it's many wicks together. But according to Maral, that's not the point at all. And when you have a plate, there's a hefsek between the fire and the oil. So that's the menorah. When the plate's not there, there's no hefsek between the fire and the oil. So that's like a candle. So according to Maral's understanding of the Gemara, a candle will do the same concern because the fire is shaylit in the whole candle. It burns the wick and it burns the wax. It burns the wax and the wick, the whole thing. So, Fekta Mara, how could you possibly light a candle? If you light it with candles, you're bringing the fire and the fire is going to burn up the whole thing. You said it's like a dimming. There's a dimming. But that was what you said. Daimu matzadik b'fnei ashkina k'ner b'fnei avuka. So tzadik v'ar ner, and Hashem is avuka. That's the Gemara, it's a medrash. Daimu matzadik b'fnei ashkina k'ner b'fnei avuka. Tzadik v'ar ner, and the Rebbe Hashem is an avuka, because the Rebbe Hashem burns up everything. If the Rebbe Hashem would reveal himself without any form of mechitza, without any form of halama, of hiding his presence, The Rebbeinu would be Megala himself, totally and completely. There'd be no one around to see the revelation. Because nothing could exist in a Makom when the Rebbeinu Shem was Megala himself, totally and completely. We only exist because the Rebbeinu Shem was Metzamtzem himself. That is what created us, because Baruch Hu withdrew. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew, that created a Makom for us. So we exist in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's withdrawal. Hashem is master himself. The Hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled us to be. So the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself, we are not. So that's Nebuchadnezzar. Tzaddikim, they also have a fire. You have to be very careful. Tzaddikim have a fire. Yav be'ene v'nasa gal shalat tzames. Rabbi Yechanan looked at his Talmud, Yav be'ene, put his eye on his Talmud, he became a gal shalat tzames.
A what?
A pile of bones. You have to be very careful with Talmud Chacham, there's a fire there. They also have a fire. But the Nafkamina is the fire of the Talmud Chacham. There's a chatzitza. They have a menorah. They're a nair. So the fire of the Talmud Chacham doesn't consume the Talmud Chacham. There's a flame, there's a wick, there's a lid. The wick goes inside, there's oil. And the lid stops the fire from going inside. Talmud Chacham's a nair. Kadosh Baruch Hu is an avuka. So Talmud Chacham can regale himself. And not if, you know, it won't burn everything up. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he's regale himself, and everything gets burnt up. And it's how he learns the Medrash. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created people differently. There's always the Yitzim in a Klal. Like if Shem Be'yichai came out of the Ma'ara, he saw someone being Isaac in Derech Eretz, and the person burned up. I mean, not the person, all of his labors, all the grain, the wheat. It all burned up. So that's because of Shem Beichai's daga was in the shayach to the flame, the lid that separated the flame of Shem Beichai from his body was a semi-porous lid. It wasn't like I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm saying, but you get the idea that Shem Beichai really didn't live in this world, so he was fire. But that's yechidim. We don't paskin like Shem Beichai. We paskin like Bishmal. The Isaac in this world. The farmer was right. And the Rebbe Hashem told him, go back. He said, go back in the Ma'ar. That's not this world. There's a lid in between the fire and the oil. So go back until you could walk in this world and not burn it up. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Hashem Be'echei to work on his lid. Right, so I'm sure you're going to come across Chazal, you're going to see this. Gada. We've got to learning about this in the Sefer Nevi Shachai, it's the same thing. It's a pella how things come together. The Chacham, you see, he's all be Divrechem. You have to be careful with the Divrei Chacham. The Chacham did Dvarim called Gachle Ish, the coals of fire. Divrei Torah are considered coals of fire. This is the Nefesh HaChaim gives a muscle that a coal doesn't look very intimidating. I mean, you see a little bit of a glow inside, but it's black. It's mainly black. There's a glow inside. You can even pick it up and hold it warm, but you can pick it up and hold it. There's no real outward evidence of the intensity that's inside. You can burn down a whole city with a coal. But if you turn it over and turn it over and turn it over, or you blow on it, so then all of a sudden the coal could burst into flame. And when it bursts into flame, so if you're far enough from it, you could benefit from it. You're at distance. You can cook things with it. You can warm yourself. Just stay far away. So before you turn it over and before you blow on it, you can get really close. But the minute you flip it over, you have one of these naff-naffs, you blow on it. So then you can only benefit if you're far away. So he talks about people that are learning Sisri Torah. So when you learn Sisri Torah, that's they're turning it over, they're taking Divrei Torah around the surface. It doesn't look like it can actually burn anyone. But when you turn it over, you're looking at it at a part. When you turn something over, you're looking at the part which you didn't see before. Every time you turn something over, it was hidden until you turned it over. If you turn it over again, then you're going looking in some, going even deeper. And he warns against people that actually do that, that they go deeper and deeper into Limud HaTorah to try and understand it in a way that you can't understand it on the surface. And that you're causing a coal to come to life. And it could burn, and it could come, and the flames could come out of the coal. And if you're too close, it could burn you. And these are Gemaras Mefarashas. I'm sure you know the Gemaras. Of people that got burnt up because they learned Torah in a way that they were too close. They came too close.
Rashi says that Yaakov and Yosef was a coal on a fire in this past paragraph.
Vaya Habes. Yaakov Esh Habes Yosef Lahava. When Esav gets burnt up, that's a good thing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you know that, you agree.
Yeah. And then Yaakov was all in Haban, no?
Okay, it's related. It is related, but that's part of the process which we're working towards. They're not killing. It's not the same thing. They're not killing Esav with Sisri Torah. Yeah, that Yaakov and Esav sitting out having a charusa and learning Zayir in a cave, like, and then Esav gets burned up. The one that learns the Sisri Torah is the one that gets burned up. The muscle is that Esav is so, huge and so overwhelming that it works against him. Because all it takes is a little spark to reduce his multitudes to nothing. I mean, that's why Chazal are using that muscle. Muscle of Pishtaniyaka in the Balachanusat, Miyachalachnisat Kalela, how are you gonna fit all this? So there's a blacksmith over there, he says, I have an 18, he bangs the thing, there's a spark, burns it, there's plenty of room now, That's the push-up shadow that matters. Plenty of room now. But you're right, I'm telling you, there is the reason why we're going to win and they're going to lose is because we have a fire and they don't. But that's not the same, it's not the same process. It's related. Like Lassad Lavei, the sun is going to be Shivasayim, it's going to multiply. Shivasayim is like 49 times the amount it is now. And the Tzaddikim is rapping, but the Tzaddikim are going to get healed. And the Rishayim are going to get burnt. So how does the same sun heal Tzaddikim and burn Rishayim? So we're referring to the son of Chochmah, the son of the Gili of wisdom. That it gets so clear what reality is, it gets so clear what the definition of wisdom is, it gets so clear the purpose of creation, that anything that is not that is exposed to the nothingness that it is, and it gets consumed.
What
does it say? Or Achama, or Levonica, Achama, or Achama Shiva Sayin, The light of the moon is going to be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun is going to be multiplied over 49 times, and the tzaddikim will get healed by the rays of the sun, and the rishayim will get burnt by the rays of the sun. So obviously that means it's going to be a hiskaros between Shemayim v'aretz. And tzaddikim, when there's a hiskaros of Shemayim v'aretz, they get an aliyah. And Rishayim only exists because of the Rechuk. Rishayim only exists because there's a Rechuk. The minute there's a hiskaros between Shemayim v'aretz, Rishayim are consumed because they don't exist. They don't have the right to exist. So the same thing, you know, the Arachama, the increase... The increase in the light in creation heals anything which is emes and burns up anything which is sheker. We have to understand that at any level, the guf is sheker. Because the guf serves a purpose. The purpose of the guf is to cover over Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the biggest tzaddik, the goof is a chakra. It's a ligna. You ever be echidon's goof? It wasn't a liar because when it was dark in the room, he rolled up his sleeve and the room was lit up. So his goof wasn't a liar. Moshe Rabbeinu was born nismala by his kula ira. So his body wasn't a liar. But they're claw, the body's a liar. So the sheker can't exist. The body is designed by Kadosh Baruch Hu to cover over Kadosh Baruch Hu creation. So the only way the body can exist is if Ruchnius is distant from Gashmius. So that's the Yisrael of a Nair. Okay, that's the Yisrael of a Nair. Is this, am I making it clear now? I'm just saying, that's the Yisrael of a Nair, that we are, you know, the Tzaddikim and Nimshalul and Nair. That's what enables this world to exist. The world exists because the world is created with Surah of a Nair. That there's oil, there's a wick, there's a lid, and the fire is on the outside. That means we have a connection to a world which is above us, but there's a hefsek. If the world would be a candle, meaning that you have the fire, and then you have the wick and the guf, the wick and the wax is the guf, and the fire is the ruchnius, so then the wick and the wax would not exist. Just poof. So what's the point? What's the point? So, Emil, look at the morale. You should use an oil menorah.
With a lid.
With a lid.
Specifically with a lid?
I don't know. As far as it would be that you should use something which is called a menorah. Right there. If it has a shame there, a pidin, well, I would say it's kosher.
There's no separation.
Okay, if it's called a nair, you know, the chazal are misakin to use a nair. The reason why they're misakin it is because a nair has a separation. If you use something without a separation, it's still called a nair, so it's nichlo on the takanas chazal.
So then why can't wax be called a nair?
Because the fire burns the whole thing up. You still have this milo. You have a glass, you have a cylinder. You still have this milo.
You still have the wick.
You have something, yeah. The wick. The wick is good. Right, I'm just saying. The Pascha from the Machshav Ashtik on the Maral is something I wouldn't attempt. But I hope it's clear. So you talk, now he moves on to this man. This man is from Shkiyas Achama, Shiyich L'Regal Minashuk. I mean, but if somebody's still awake, you know, every yeshiva bacha knows this halacha.
Well, what?
You can light at 2 in the morning if your roommate is up. Yeah? Everyone knows this. It's one of the more famous halachas. That you can light if you, you know, wake somebody, you know, the shadows clear, wake somebody up in order to be into the mitzvah. There's a gezel shayna, but wake someone up. You know, yeah, of course you don't wake somebody up. Unless you make up a deal with your roommate that if you have, you know, if you mask him ahead of time. But this man is from Shkia until Shiyich L'Regel Minashuk. until people stop walking around in the marketplace. And you'll see the Medaka Gamia, they light Beshki, and it's about, she lighted at 4:40. There's a few hours of oil in there, and it lasts the whole time. You're supposed to light between those times because people are around. And he says, he says the morale, it's a critique against the Hanhag of Bnei Adam. He says, the first shtickle was he sees people lighting with candles. The second shtickle is he sees people lighting Acha Sheyichal Rekam and Ashok, that they're Noyigim came. Hayin Noyigim Lahadluk Lachas Man Zeh, that people were Noyig to light after the marketplace empties out. So Pidini writes that there's about the Bali Taisus. Bali Taisus says that the whole shear of a Mashkia until a Chitikla regular sugar is when they used to light outside. So if you lit outside, so then the Iker Pearson, the Iker Seminisa, is the ones that are walking outside. If they're not walking outside anymore, so what's the point? But nowadays, if it's considered Shasas Akana, so we lay on the inside. Up your din, you're supposed to light on your table. Not in the window. Light on the inside on the table. No one should be able to see. So who are you being forced from the nation? To the Bnei Abayis. The Bnei Abayis, depending on the house, they can be in the house till who knows when. So you can light after his man of the shuk. Because you're not being mafashim with the people in the shuk. Anyway, you're being mafashim with the people in the bayis. And this is brought down in Taisa of Masech HaShabbos. So the morale in his humility, Yibam Mashiach, he's about to argue on Taisa, but the way he argues on Taisa, he was a couple hundred years after Taisa. Ein lanu yad v'kayach, we don't have a hand, we don't have the power, l'hashav al divrei rishayim. Shehem ha-rekel, they're godly mountains. Ein namalu kamainu, ants. He calls himself an ant. Anamala, marashkala. The marashkala is, yichayim l'teyak penedim. We're ants, we can't open up our mouths again. So, mikom ha-gayim, nevertheless, tayri hivu l'manay yitzarech. We have it to sugya, we're in the sugya, and if we have a mahalak, then we can't be quiet. What are you going to say? And he brings down from other Rishonim, the Yishlahachmer, Lahazar, the Yishlahadap, Alalam Yad. She write right away. But Yavid is a different story. Okay, so Kitza, he brings Rishonim that even though we're lighting on the inside, you should still light right away. Even though we're lighting on the inside in the house. So he says, up his side. His man had luck with Akashatishka Achama. You're supposed to light right after Shkia. We shall luck with Sanera Ubishril Shah Asa Shemi's Bath on Nisim and Neiris. We're lighting them in the first place because of a miracle. And the miracle was with the Neiris. Vayemim Yukala Nagasana Bateva. The day, daylight, you have daylight, we have daylight, sunshine, we call that daylight, and there's another thing we call daylight. We call daylight, Olam Kiminhagei Nayig. Daylight is when things work the way they're supposed to work. And there's a cause for everything, and things are pretty predictable. It's Anhaga. It's Anhaga, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga with creation, it's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And we're going to call that on Hanhaga daylight. And you know why we're calling it daylight? Because just like daylight, you can see things very clearly. So when it comes back, when the world runs according to nature, so then it's very clear. And there's no surprises. The word year is called Shana. Shana shares the same sherish with Yashana. Yashana. Yashana means old. You ever heard the expression same old, same old? Nobody expects, they can predict to the nanosecond where the sun is going to be. I just saw this cool set of images that someone sat with a camera over the basketball court outside, and the moon looks like it's over the hoop, and it goes lower down and lower down and lower down until it goes into the hoop. Swish. And there's like a whole series of images. The guy must have stood there for 6 months. And not 6 months, but there's a certain predictability. You can predict, even someone without any special equipment, there's a certain predictability. It's an orbit, there's a mahalach. It's Yishana, it's out. It's Yishana, it's called Shana. The 365-day, which you call Shnei Sachama, doesn't have months. There's two ways of measuring time, the Jewish way and the Goyish way. The Goyish way is 365 days is a year. It's not divided up into months. They have no months. It's a solar year. The solar year, there's no reason to break it up into 12. The sun, it goes around. After 12 months, it comes back where it came from. So then there's 2 points to a solar year, when it starts and when it ends, which is the same point. It's 2 points when it... Klal Yisrael has a different way of measuring time. They measure according to the Levana. So Klal Yisrael year is 12 months. So a Jewish year is measured by month, and the Goyish year is measured by days. There are no months.
Why 12 to the year?
There aren't. They took it from us. That's all.
Us.
Why us? Because the moon... 12, the moon disappears and then it reappears and it disappears and it reappears.
No, that's the month. I'm just wondering why did we put 12 months into here?
Because the cycle starts. Yeah, the cycle starts again.
There is a cycle.
The cycle within a cycle.
Month is for moon. The word month.
Month is moon? Okay.
I think so.
In the Kabbal? Month is for moon. Moon day. Sunday and moon day. Didn't stick. Sunday, Monday, and didn't stick. The word for a month is a chodesh. What's the sherish word chodesh?
Kiddush.
So the shnas achama is old. And the shnas levana is ischachus. The Hanhagas HaTev is called Yom. Nighttime is a time of miracles. It's miyuchad for miracles. The big miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim were Vayhi B'chatzi HaLaila. If you're awake at that time of the Seder, so it has a whole prisma of all the things that happened. Dafka. Chatzi HaLaila. Why by Chatzi HaLaila? Because Chatzi HaLaila is the point of the night when it can't get any darker. It starts getting lighter right after Chatzis. So when you say Slichas, you have to say Slichas after Chatzis. Because saying Slichas after Chatzis is shayet to saying it in the morning. Even if it's not morning. But the light starts getting stronger the moment after it reaches the darkest point. So after Chatzis is Daschala Biker. In a certain beginning. Daschala Sabiker. Bashmeris Sabiker. So nighttime is Miyukav Nisim. Av Nisim is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why it's right to light the neiris and the neis that was done in the time of Hanukkah as soon as the sun sets. The Maharal says that Hanukkah, especially Hanukkah, that it lasted for 8 days, the number 8 represents the Malamidach HaTeva. So you're lighting 8 candles, which represents the Ma'an Midrash HaTeva. You're lighting them right by Shkias HaChana. Because that's when the Mahalach that you don't understand starts. The Mahalach of darkness. When the sun sets, that's when things become hidden. And that's when you don't understand. And then also says, in the Kuda, he brings the Gemara, the Ivri Sierra El Gersa. Nighttime was created for learning. So Gemara Masechus Aaron, Erev and Tzarechei. Nighttime was created for learning. What does it mean, nighttime was created for learning? It's because learning Torah is a nes. He said the Torah is not anything that can be understood within the context of the natural world. There's nothing about the way we understand things in this world that help us understand Torah. The understanding of Torah is only given to people if you pick yourself up and you realize that there's a world that we don't see. And then you could on a superficial level you could learn Aramaic or Hebrew and you could translate the words. And you can gain some kind of superficial understanding in the words of Torah. But to understand the concepts of Torah, the deep concepts of Torah, the Gilead, the things that, and this Gal left a tremendous amount of amelus, the things beneath the surface, they don't make sense according to the Menschlich Sechel. They don't make sense according to the Sechel of this world. They contradict the Sechel of this world. So learning Torah during the daytime it's difficult. Because when it's during the daytime, everything you see contradicts what you're learning. Nighttime the world disappears. Can't see it. The laws of nature are still, just don't make the things work. But you don't see it. The world disappears. When the world disappears, so then the Mala Midrash HaTeva makes an appearance. So when you're learning at night, the chances or the ability of getting deeper and understanding things are increased. Because you don't have that constant message that's bombarding you during the daytime. That learning Torah somehow has to fit in with what you're seeing during the day. That's an impediment. You know, there's a series of books that my Rebbe Rami Shapiro put in Chayim a few years ago. It caused a big ruckus. it's not over. It caused a big ruckus. But the one thing about the books. There were books that were written. It was written by a zoologist. Hashem Eterim Mitzvahs. He had quite a bakias. He had amassed quite a bakias in what Chazal say about the natural world and the animal kingdom. And it doesn't match up to modern science. So he pointed out discrepancies. You know, the certain things that they attribute to the nature of animals and certain creatures. And then he put it side by side with what's known by modern science. And then, you know, to his credit, I mean, he was trying to work things out. You know, he's trying to work things out. So he had a mahalach on how to work it out and how to take the Divrei Torah and somehow make them work with the Metzius according to the way he understands it. It's a lokacha. That's an example of the dangers of learning Torah during the day. I don't mean the day. I mean he's learning Torah illuminated by the light of the day of Derech HaTeva. He's a Derech HaTeva light or a Derech HaTeva Chachma. He's got a Derech HaTeva flashlight and he's shining it on the words of the Torah. And his Derech HaTeva, you know, You know, it's like if I sit down with somebody and I teach him the rudimentary Japanese so he can understand more or less, you know, the content, and then I give him a Swedish newspaper and say, okay, now go figure it out. It was never meant for that. Japanese is meant to understand things from Japan. When you're in Japan, speak Japanese. But when you're on a different terrain now, you're trying to figure out things the way they are in Shemayim. So then you have to think Shemayim, Dick. So that's Shkia Sachama. So I'm saying, I mean, actual facts on the ground, there's a certain mile to learning at night. But night means two things. Night means when it gets dark, literally night, and night also means that you turn out the lights of the Derech HaTeva, and then you learn what the Derech HaTeva in the background disappeared. It's gone. So Frechtemal, he doesn't understand how people could light after, understand? He doesn't understand how people could light after, how they could have a minute to light so late. How can you light after Shetichle Regal Min HaShok? How can you light so late?
Really?
So since the Mishasa Sakana, we don't light outside, so then we're not performing the mitzvah in order to be mefarshim it to the people outside. We're being mefarshim it to the people inside. If they stay, if the people inside stay up later. So understand, it's just, you know, so Hanukkah, when you light the menorah of Hanukkah, so the practical nafkamina that if you recognize, you know, if you're makbid on the zman, so the moral says, be makbid on the zman, even though you might have a taisis that says you're yay to the mitzvah. And the moral says, okay, so you're yay to the mitzvah. You are yay to the mitzvah if you light it later. But no one says you have to light it later. So if you're makbid to light it on time, you're lighting it bisman because it's a nis. And nisim happen at night because nisim can only be understood from a marechus where the Adam Hazel lights are out. So then you have a much better chance of being exactly to the light of Torah, which is also something, which is when the lights of this world are out. So lighting Rizman leads to understanding Sedus of Torah. I mean, that's fair to say it in one sentence. Being medactic in Rizman Adlaka is an eifrim of how to get the gilui, the nace of Havana Satira, which is also at night. And if someone doesn't care, so they might be yay to the mitzvah, and they will be yay to the mitzvah, but there's more at stake. There's the whole Havana Satira, the Havana and what's going on in the Bria. So he doesn't understand what people are like to light, so he doesn't understand what people light with candles, because... So then you're missing the whole point of the chibur of the neshama laguf. He doesn't understand why people light so light, because then you're only going to get the shitchi satire, you won't get the amkis satire. So it's halach hashir for the mara.
I love halach.